So, Tim, let's talk supermoon. First, we're hearing it. It's become very common here in the last couple of days. What do we exactly mean when we say supermoon?
Well, the moon orbits the Earth, but not in a perfect circle. There are a lot of gravitational forces in the solar system that tug on the moon, Earth system a little bit, namely the sun and the other planets. And what that does is that creates the moon orbiting the Earth in an ellipse, which is more of an oval shape. So there are two points, one where the moon is the closest, called perigee, and one where the moon is farther away, called apogee. So at this point, what we're seeing is the moon is actually at its perigee point, or closest to the Earth in that ellipse.
Okay, so for you as someone who observes the skies and such, what kind of opportunity is this for you?
It's a good opportunity. I mean, the moon shines a little bit brighter. It's a little bit bigger, and even some of the features on the moon can be a little bit more magnified. So you get an unaided eye chance to look at things a little bit more detail.
Any suggestion to those who also might be using the unaided eye or may have a limited telescope or just binoculars? Any thoughts for them at this time?
Well, I guess the thing to say is be a little bit careful. Supermoon, while it is a little bit larger, you got to be cautious with how you do that. It can be up to 14% larger, but it's not going to be like really large or extremely big in the sky. We're only talking about, at this point, about a 7% difference. And what I would equate that to is if you and I were standing at opposite end zones down at the stadium, what we would see is that we would be about 100 yards apart. Well, if you went 7 yards closer to me, then we would have a Super J. You'd be a little that much closer, but you still would be kind of small. So put that into perspective. That's what we're looking at here. So sure, I'd be able to make out your eyes a little bit better. I might be able to, see more of your smile. So those are the kind of features we're looking at. Another way to put it, if you want a different perspective, is if you hold out a dime at arm's length in one hand and you hold out a nickel at arm's length in the other and put them together, that's about the difference we'll see between what you normally see with the moon and what the supermoon does. So there's a couple of things to look at there. But it's just a great time to take a look at the moon, and it just brings attention to it. And it does affect tides slightly. Of course, anytime you get a little bit closer, the moon's going to pull a little bit more on it.
All right, Tim Collins, I do appreciate your time this morning. The final question, I guess, I mean, when these types of things happen, we had a few over the summer that became very well noted. And what about for you? I mean, is it just something that you kind of look forward to when these types of things make it to the news, that it brings maybe what you do and your work, does it bring a little more magnification to it?
Oh, yes, it does. It gives us a chance to educate people. That's one of the primary things we do at the planetarium, is we like to educate people on astronomy and how to observe the sky. So we get a great chance to do that, and makes our job that much more enriching.
Tim Collins, again, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you, Jay.
Oh, that was awesome.